across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Louise Wilson.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's now 11:30 and I've been joined by my guest, Rosalind Wade, and she has come from the Museum of Zoology to talk about an event happening on the 26th of October called The Big Draw. So good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good today.
Thank you very much for coming. We were just discussing what a beautiful day it is outside, absolutely perfect for getting around town. So you zoomed across town to be with me this morning. So let's start then with zoology itself. What, you know, for the sort of the layman, if you like, what is zoology?
Okay, well, zoology is the scientific study of animals. So at the Museum of Zoology, we've got loads of specimens of different types of animals on display.
For example?
So we have probably Cambridge's largest resident, the finback whale skeleton that hangs in our whale hall. We've got elephants, pangolins, we've got birds of paradise, we've got creepy crawlies, snails, insects, all sorts of different kinds of animals.
So there's something for everyone to be interested in.
Yeah, definitely.
And do you think that, what's the purpose of it? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the purpose of the study, but also having a museum of it? Is it to sort of get people interested? For example, let's say, I used to be extremely scared of spiders, okay? So do you think going into somewhere like that and having a look at them kind of more intricately, learning a bit more about them, would sort of dissipate some of that fear, if that makes sense?
I do think getting to understand animals a bit better makes you appreciate them more. And I know that I certainly see a lot more in the world around me because of working at the Museum of Zoology. So I go for a walk and I'll hear the birds more and I'll appreciate the insects and things like that I see. So I think there's a lot to be gained from coming to a museum like ours.
And presumably as well, for youngsters as well, to encourage parents to take their kids along as well and get them learning from an earlier age.
Yeah, so we families love the museum and it's brilliant to see children in there and so enthusiastic. I mean, nothing really beats seeing an elephant skeleton in front of you, so I think it's a really great experience for all families.
Yeah, because we don't really get elephants in this country, do
no,
we? So we don't really see them walking around. Yeah, we don't really see them walking around too much. So we were just saying that the museum itself is obviously pretty old, but you've just had a massive refurb and you were shut for 5 years.
Yeah, we were shut for 5 years. We reopened at the end of June, so you can come and see our lovely shiny new displays. You can really admire the specimens much better than before. It's really beautiful.
So how has it changed then? What was the sort of purpose behind it, and also what happened to the staff whilst that was going on?
So it was quite a complicated project. We have a very large collection, so what you can see on display is only a very small proportion of the collections that we hold. There was an amazing team, particularly loads of fantastic volunteers who helped us pack and move all the specimens between the old stores and the new stores. The whole building that we're in was refurbished, and alongside us now is the Cambridge Conservation Initiative. So it's really great having these biodiversity conservation organisations right next to what is basically a store of past biodiversity. So it really feels like a hub for understanding animals and the natural world.
Yeah. So what happens then? You're saying there's only sort of a slight proportion of the things that you actually hold on display. So what is happening to those things that are in store, and where are they kept, you know, because presumably they're all very delicate and very, you've got to be very, very careful with them. So, you know, they're sort of certain temperatures or, you know, all those sorts of things that have to be taken into consideration. What's the score there?
So we have a series of climate controlled storerooms, and they are very carefully looked after in those. The collections we're very much a research institution, so they're used for research by researchers both in the university and external researchers to look at animal diversity in the past, try and better understand animal structure, the evolution of animal life. So yeah, it's very much an active research institution.
So yeah, very interesting. I'm sure it's like an absolute like Aladdin's cave of interest, isn't it? And just like amazing things. So you have various events going on there. So tell me more about those and why the museum does them as well.
Okay, so with this week, with it being half term, we've got various events coming up this week. On Thursday, we've got a group of artists called Oblique Arts coming in to do a family drawing activity. One way I find to better understand our collections is to really look at them, and the best way to look at them is to draw them. Mm. They're really inspiring. So come in and join Oblique Arts to draw creatures, and then we're going to create a big installation in the upper gallery of the museum from those drawings. So something we're really excited about. And on Friday evening, we've got an adult drawing event as well. This one is with manga artist Irina Richards. So you can come along, buy a glass of wine from the Cambridge Wine Merchants, and have a go at drawing in the galleries and creating characters from the animals that we've got on display. So we just feel there's lots of different ways that you can engage in our collections. Obviously, we've got lots of scientists in-house, but actually they're just so inspiring to draw from as well. That's something important to us too.
So are people on hand then to ask questions? You know, so if you have questions about things, people are there if you want to sort of find out a bit more. And presumably the people that work there, you know, talking about the volunteers and everything, do they receive some sort of, I don't know, training? You know, like if you go on, you know, you're on a guided tour bus and you're one of the guides, you've got to kind of learn about your surroundings. You can't sort of just blag it. Yeah. So if you're working in the environment, as you know, such as the Museum of Zoology, presumably you have to know a little bit about, you know, what's around you so that you could explain to other people.
Yeah, so we have a brilliant team of visitor engagement volunteers. They're just fantastic, and they've really taken on board loads of information. So they do get training and lots of opportunities to talk to our researchers and things like that. But they are absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And really welcoming, and their knowledge is great as well. So yeah, we are really lucky to have that team of volunteers with us.
Brilliant. And so these drawing events then, you know, are they open to everybody? And you know, when do they start? You know, what you know?
So the museum's free of charge, and these drawing events are both free as well to take part in.
Wow, that's amazing.
So the family event on the 25th, so Thursday the 25th, is from 10 till 4:30, and the adult event on Friday the 26th, it's part of Museums at Night, which is a national festival of late openings of museums, and so we're open from 5 till 8 p.m. on Friday the 26th for the drawing event for adults.
Brilliant, that's really good. And so what can people expect then when they sort of go in? Is there some sort of talk beforehand, and also are the tools provided for everyone, or do they have to take along their own things?
So we have materials and drawing boards and things like that, all the paper, pencils, that kind of thing that you could need for drawing. If you want to bring your own materials, that's fine, but there are certain restrictions as to what we can use in the galleries. Yeah. But we've basically got these fantastic artists there on board to encourage you and guide you, and we've got lots of seating that you can use, so you can choose your favourite animal and take one of the stools and just sit and have a good time connecting with one of the specimens as well.
Oh, fantastic. So
it's quite informal, and it's just a case of being able to come and enjoy the museum in a different way.
Yeah. And the display then afterwards. Yeah. So this is going to be people's work that they can go and sort of, so that's another really key thing as well, that people are sort of becoming a part of the museum themselves, you know. Yeah. They're sort of not just contributing by going there, but contributing by being part of it as well, and particularly for children, that must be quite an exciting.
Yeah, so the installation, it's only a temporary one, it will just be built during the day, but we'll be completely photographing it, so we've got digital records of it, because we're really excited about what it'll look like. But yeah, you'll be able to actually be part of something bigger as well as doing your sketches and your drawings for yourself. Definitely.
Oh, you have to get the Cambridge News down there to take some photos or something so they can kind of put it out on a splash. So it all just sounds really, really good. And actually, and the other thing, as we've been saying, really, is just getting people excited, getting people engaged, and getting them off the screens. I think that's the really big thing, isn't it? You know, and as you were mentioning earlier, sort of that you notice more when you go out. And I heard someone say the other day, I think the problem is we're so kind of stuck on screens these days. People are sort of walking down with their heads down, and someone's saying, just look up at the sky. You just see so much more stuff, don't you?
Yeah. So no, I really think there's a great value in just seeing the world that's around you, as well as, yeah, what's on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling me about this, and, well, telling us indeed about it. And hopefully lots of people will get quite excited about it. And I think, don't be afraid to have a go. I think that's the other thing, isn't it? You know, I think some people sort of, especially as an adult, you sort of shy away from, oh, I'm not an artist or whatever. But actually, everyone has a style. I think it's just go with it, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Roz. And it's great to meet you and to hear all about it. And yeah, very much looking forward to that.